welcome back to EastEnders Weekly, where we are officially the unofficial podcast where we talk about EastEnders not related to the BBC.
That's correct. Gosh, that's wordy, isn't it?
It is. Wordy, but important. Oh,
just, you know, make sure we get all the legal stuff out of the way. Hope everyone's had a good week out there listening to the show. Have you had a good week, Ben?
No.
Oh dear, why?
Bad mood this week, so watch out. Don't feel like talking.
No? Don't feel like doing much at all? You did warn me earlier before we started recording that I'd be doing this on my own. And there'll only be the bits where we pre-recorded that will have you in it this week. But I was quite up for that. I was quite excited. I thought it would be nice for everyone to enjoy an Alex-only show. Let us know if you would like an Alex-only show. Really, really put the nail in Ben's coffin and let him know.
Or if Ben Mitchell on Twitter would like that or not.
Oh, we'll be talking about Ben Mitchell on Twitter later on Who Won the Week section. Ooh. Because his demands are coming thick and fast on Twitter. Yep, get ready for a few more from him a bit later on. Okay.
So what we're doing is talking about the episode that broadcast on the BBC between the 5th and the 9th of August.
I'm Alex, by the way.
You are. And I am Ben.
The presenter.
Talking about Ben, we'll be talking about the Mitchells and a bit of Ben Mitchell, a bit of Sharon, a bit of Phil.
I mean, we have to stonk through these stories this week because yet again, it's been a packed week. You wouldn't know it really because it has been dominated quite heavily by the Mitchells, but there's been a few sneaky stories coming in and creeping in all throughout the week too. On Friday, they were a bit more centre stage, but up until then, as you say, the Mitchells were front row centre.
Yeah, Friday's episode was good. Thursday's was a bit meh. Tuesday's was good.
Tuesday's was outstanding. I really enjoyed it. Tuesdays are really the day now where an EastEnders seem to push their strongest episode.
Because they know there's a day gap in the middle, so they need a hook to get you back on Thursday.
But if you take like the activity on social media, Tuesdays are always the quietest. And so I get the impression that, I don't know, are they just trying to say, are they doing it on purpose, like trying to get people to watch now more on
Maybe
a Tuesday?
People are just busy watching the show.
Well, despite all that, we were busy watching the show too. And as I say, the Mitchells were pretty much the main stage of the week.
Yes, they were. I mean, there's a few things I have problems with this storyline.
Oh, of course you have problems. There's always problems. You always like to come out with problems.
Not lots of problems. My main problem is Sharon.
What?
Not Sharon.
I beg your pardon.
The character. But the way that they're making her dumb this week. She is dumb.
No, I don't think they made her dumb. I think they made her frightened. But no. I think she's constantly on tenterhooks of people finding out the secrets, and quite naively she revealed the secrets quite quickly to
two secrets though
to Keanu.
The will, she told Keanu about the will, and then later in the week she then just told him about,
but it's only Keanu she tells these secrets to, so Keanu's the only one she feels like she can trust with these secrets. Although the second time when she came out with, I've had a DNA test and you're the father of the baby, she thought he was the one who...
Yeah, but it was stupid how she did
paperwork
it.
On she the thought paper, he on the
knew.
Table.
But what if he knew, why would he leave the paperwork there? It's stupid. And also, why does she not just burn this paperwork?
Yes.
She keeps carrying it around Wolford in the purple bag. Do we know where it currently is now? Did she leave it in the Taylor house on the floor?
No, she took it away with her. No, she... Oh, if that was the case, Cameron would have brought it up, surely, straight away.
Someone else might have it. What? Who's got it now?
What, Bernie?
Purple bag watch.
McKeegan can't have it because he's uptown with Tiff. Mm-hmm. They've been running away, trying to escape.
Chan and Riley. They took Stacey's phone for about 6 months before.
They did.
They could have the purple bag.
They did. The battery that never ran out on Stacey's phone. When Stacey was... desperately trying to get people to contact her.
When Jane had all the secrets about Max.
Yeah, all deleted by Max.
So that annoyed me. I still like the police woman though. She's quite cool.
Yeah, I still can't remember her name.
No, DC.
Okay, cool.
Something like Marsden, but not Marsden because it's not Marsden. And apparently she has a baby on the way because she said to Phil, might see you in...
Oh yeah, well, she used his... She used it as a tactic for Phil to maybe release some information because she thinks Phil is deliberately keeping information to himself. And at the moment, I think we're meant to believe that too because Phil keeps saying, oh, I can't remember. I've got a good, really bad memory to the doctor.
Well, yes, because we had that big moment with Ben where he was contemplating holding the tubes to kill him.
Yeah, to suffocate Phil.
Which we've seen Max do in the past. Haven't forgiven Max for that yet. But Ben, can we forgive Ben?
He didn't really go through with it. And also, I think...
Nor did Matt.
Ben is in quite turmoil, isn't he? He's very upset. And there was that, like you said, that scene on Tuesday between him and Jay and over a packet of prawn cocktail crisps, they kind of discussed why...
Well, that was weird. Like, why did Ben say to Jay, you've always been prawn and cocktail kind of guy? Like, prawn and cocktail were quite... They're not ready salted.
No, I was going to say, they're quite
spicy.
Exotic.
Yeah.
To some nations, they're seen as a bit strange. So maybe that's what he means. I mean, I personally love a prawn cocktail crisp. Are you a fan of a prawn cocktail crisp?
I like all crisps. I do make fun of you when you just buy ready salted, though. When you have like a whole selection to choose from.
But a ready salted crisp works well with a toasted cheese sandwich.
Anyway, this is Desert Island Crisp, the podcast.
It certainly isn't.
Check it out, though. It's good. I don't think they make it actually anymore.
Yes, they do. Yes,
oh,
they
good. Do. It's one every now and then.
Yeah.
But so yeah, that was a weird. But it was nice to see Jay and Ben have their friendship again, because we've not really seen that with this version of Ben yet, with him and Jay.
No, because there's still that kind of brotherly love with one another. You know, Jay is seen as Ben's brother, and despite Jay also getting the advantage of Phil kind of giving him more in the will than what Ben seems to be receiving, he doesn't spite Jay for it as much as Keanu. In fact, he invites Jay to partake in the killing of Phil, and they could split the will between them.
You know, Jay just seems like a bit fed up with the Mitchells, isn't he? He's like, I've had so much drama with these Mitchells, I just want to wash my hands of them, kind of.
Yeah, well, but he has to remember, though, that they did help him out as well, despite the very short-lived storyline when Phil had killed his dad, which then
Oh, yeah, the two-hander. We didn't even watch that. That's how bad it was.
He got swept under the carpet very quickly.
I still
haven't
seen
though.
That two-hander episode, but a Jay and Phil two-hander is not really something I crave.
I mean, the actor who played Jay, I thought
Oh, yeah, Jay
was
is good, but
fantastic.
A two-hander between those two isn't something that I wish upon.
Well, not even your worst enemy.
No. So yeah, we had that, and then it's nice to see Jay like and Ben being friends. And he did give up on him, but Lola sort of convinced him to go back in and try again.
Well, Lola kept phoning, and Ben and Jay kept ignoring her phone calls.
As you would.
Yeah, and then Lola tried again, but this time it was Lexi on the phone. It was like, where are you, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, teaching her daughter to manipulate
at
a young age.
Nice at a young age, just like her mum. Why not? Get you out of trouble with the police. It'll serve you well in the future.
With the other side of this, because obviously Phil wakes up, and it's when Jay and Ben are talking about how Ben had a plan to kill Phil and do this, that, and everything.
Yeah, at the foot of the bed. So he's revealed to Jay that the reason he came back was to basically ruin Phil.
And Lola's in on it.
Lola's in on it, which surprised Jay a little bit. So I think Jay was a bit upset because that, you know,
He just got rid of Ruby.
Yeah, exactly. And he wants to start this relationship again, rekindle it. Throughout this conversation that Ben and Jay are having at the foot of the bed about how Ben has basically planned to destroy Phil, yes. Phil's twitching his hand. His eyes keep flickering. Mm. So you're not sure, was he awake or
Well, that's the thing, because the doctor or nurse, I don't know who, he came into the room and he was like, how long's he been awake?
Mm.
It's like, that's very specific wording there.
Yeah, yeah.
So he must have been awake, and I'm assuming he heard more than what Ben thinks. I mean, but Ben didn't tell Jay that Stacey did it, did he?
No, none of that was revealed
so
at all.
He doesn't know that.
No, he's kept that real quiet from the beginning. Jay also was very quick to take up that he worked out that Ben was deliberately setting Keanu up. Jay, basically, as soon as he said about the will, Jay was like, oh, there we go. So you're the one responsible for blaming Keanu.
Yeah. So even when Phil woke up and Ben was like, had a change of heart and loved his dad a bit too late, he still then took the chance to then frame Keanu.
Yeah, well,
so he's not 100% good.
No, not at all. Phil woke up and said, oh, I don't remember anything. What happened? And he just leant forward and whispered in his ear, Keanu ain't around the head. And it's like, but again, it's later on when the police came over to Phil, you think that Phil would be like, oh, I remember talking to Keanu, I remember having an argument, but he was point blank, I don't remember anything. So I think Phil is being a bit more clever.
Phil's going to play Ben playing him. Yeah. But I mean, I have a theory.
Oh, we do enjoy these.
Put your pens down if you want to listen.
Pick up your ears and have a listen.
They do come true 60% of the time, so
I've made a couple of predictions recently that have been true.
Anyway, my theory is that, you know how Keanu has run away because he thinks the police are after him because they were knocking at his door?
Somebody's knocking at your door.
And the police woman said to Phil, oh, I'm just asking questions. DNA tells us a lot of stories. I think she knows that it wasn't Keanu. And she was like going over to his house to say, we're not going any further with you. So Keanu's run away for no reason.
Maybe. But then the police turned up in a couple of cars, didn't they?
No, it was just her at the door and he looked out the window, didn't he?
Was there a police car there?
I think it was just her car.
Oh, okay.
So that's my theory. I think Keanu's thought, oh no, they're going to arrest me, so he's run away.
I'm surprised Jack hasn't stuck his pointy nose in. Jack always likes to know what's
like
going on.
He doesn't like running away, does he?
Well, he doesn't. He doesn't. Unless it's for himself, yeah. I mean, we must remember that Karen and Keanu had a nice scene this week as well, where Karen showed how upset she was that Keanu has got himself messed up and she's squarely blamed the Mitchells. if not Sharon, for everything that's happened from now on. And she says to Keanu that you were the good one. You were the one I could always rely on. I always, you know, I got grey hairs from Keegan.
What did Bernie ever do to her?
Well, no, Bernie's not done anything. But like, as
Bernie's
a
good one.
She's still quite traditional. She likes to have the man of the house. And so Keanu is always, and when Keanu was first introduced, he was always quite soft. And you can see him slowly hardening and hardening since he's been,
sorry, what?
Since he's been around Sharon. but also in the fact that he again has brought up the fact that he's worried that he's turning into his dad, which was one of the reasons why he didn't want to leave Louise in the first place. So he did invite Louise to run away with him, which is quite admirable. I mean, it was great that Louise actually is stuck by her man, because everyone...
Yeah, for how long is Louise going to be on the run for?
Yeah, but really? Everyone's pointing the finger at Keanu with Ben's encouragement, although he's not really succeeding.
But everyone's also pointing the finger at Ben.
Not Kathy. Kathy was the first one to stand up in the middle of the cafe.
He bought me a necklace. Yeah, stolen necklace.
Yeah. You don't know me. I know you don't know my son. So, yeah, Kathy stood up for Ben. But, I mean, Keanu feels like the walls are coming in toward him. And give Louise her due. She's sticking by him and you know, going with him, not sticking with her dad and hanging around just to kind of see how it all plays out.
Louise turned up with no luggage. Nothing. Not even a change of underwear.
Not even a purple bag full of DNA evidence.
So I don't think they're going to be on the run for long. I don't know where they're going.
Well, this is it. Is this where we're going to be introduced to Lisa? Do you think they'll be heading off to Lisa's house?
She doesn't live that far away, though.
Yeah, but it's a base, isn't it? Somewhere to start. You know, when you're running away, you need to get yourself up together before you
take a flight. There's nowhere else. Maybe they could go to Candice, Keanu's aunt. Karen's sister, maybe.
I mean, but... I really would love them if they could, like, do a fake news article when you see, like, Keanu, this man's on the run, and you see a picture of Keanu looking a bit distraught and a bit, like, stricken by the whole...
Yeah, but is he on the run, or has he got the wrong idea?
Well, this is two couples now that are on the run for the same crime. Keanu and Louise are on the run, and obviously Stacey and Martin.
Lucy Turner's maternity leave has a lot to answer for.
It really has. It's just caused all kinds of...
So funny, all of this has happened because of Stacey, and now she's just left the wreckage to unfold.
Yeah, she's like thrown the bomb into the middle of the crowd and just ran off and seen the aftermath from afar.
I mean, speaking of the Slaters, we had like a little tiny bit about Kat and Jean like coming together.
Yeah, Jean's a bit upset because she feels that she was almost forced into being an scapegoat for Stacey, and she's very upset.
Even though it's her idea to
it was step in. Yeah, she was like, you stay here and I'll lie. She went to Shirley, and she's more upset because now she feels like she's not going to see Stacey again. She might die. Obviously she's not been 100% cured yet from her disease, and she's you know, told Kat that she kind of is quite angry that she that this has come about at this time.
And Kat's like, we need you to be the strong one in the family. And I was there thinking, is everyone forgetting about Big Mo?
Well, again,
she could help.
Big Mo could help. As I said last week, Big Mo's the only one with sense. Big Mo should be the one who's kind of stepping forward and kind of delving into this, you know, what's been going on. I mean, Shirley wasn't very used this week either. And
I thought she left the Vic, and then this week she was working at the Vic the whole week.
Well, no, we'll talk about the Carters later, but she was only temporarily kind of standing in for
If you're going to leave.
Well, but also, surely she should be by Phil's side. Why he's like, she should be like his bodyguard, like the bulldog that stands outside the door. He's like, what do you want to come in here for? You know, well, that's what she's kind of there to do. So why was Shirley...
And if she's getting paid, Phil dies, before she knows, she won't get paid.
She won't get that 10%.
She won't bother.
A sweet 10% charge.
She won't bother doing any work till Phil's awake.
Again, I'm surprised how unconcerned Shirley was about Phil's, you know, welfare. She didn't seem like the whole Mitchell family's pulled together, and Shirley kind of just stayed away.
I mean, you didn't really see Sharon at the hospital either. She wasn't there
much. Oh, Sharon was there all the blooming time.
She wasn't.
She was there dropping all kinds of bombshells left, right, and centre. When they found out, when Phil woke up, she was pretty much there with a blooming, you know, coffee in her hand, going, "All right, Phil, yeah. You okay?" I mean, there was a sweet moment, actually, again, going back to the Mitchells, when Sharon kind of comforted Phil by holding his cheek, and he kind of, like a cat, kind of gestured, like a little...
He nearly showed it all off as well. He flipped his legs over.
Yeah,
so, because she said that, oh, Louise has run away, so he was going to run out of hospital, apparently, which is ridiculous. Where was he going to go? No one knows.
But with his gown and his drip.
Yeah, he had no underwear on. He was there with his legs all over the place.
Legs akimbo. Why not?
Reminding Sharon what she's missing.
A quick mention for Jean Slater's Nan's cupcakes. Because that's another one for our recipe book. We're really stacking them up now.
Yeah, we're getting there.
We need to start publishing this recipe book that we keep saying we're going to make.
If only we were chefs.
If only we had some more recipes. Don't forget to send in some suggested recipes for our recipe book.
Right, so next up, we are going over to a feature which has been long recorded, but not aired.
I know, we've had this in our pocket for a long time, and we've just never put it.
Nowhere
to put it. We've had no opportunity
to put it.
We're just
going to put it out now, because it's one that can't date. Well, it can date. So we have to put it out.
But it can date if some of our dreams come true.
So basically, there was a thing going around Twitter. They did it for lots of different things, like video games or TV shows or whatever. Like, you choose sort of characters to come back to a show, like low tier, mid tier, high tier, on how much you'd want them to come back or won't want them to come back. And there was an EastEnders one on Wolford Web, and they challenged us to make our own. So we did. So we'll post them online, but we also go through them in this feature and our reasons why. So enjoy. Right, well, because we like to change things up on the show every week, something new.
Something fresh.
New challenges approached from Wolford Webb, who recently made a little graph of characters who they would want back, wouldn't want back, and different levels of how much they want them.
Yeah, there's a lot of these tiered graphs at the moment on the internet for like video games or characters, and then they have like the top tier and then middle tier and so on. And they Wolford Webb have done their own one, which we retweeted, and we said, well, you know, it's good, but not exactly what we would have. And
everyone's got an opinion.
Yep, absolutely. And they said, right, put your money where your mouth is. Tell us what you think you would have as characters you would want back and characters you wouldn't.
So instead of just writing one tweet back, we decided to make a whole feature about it.
We did. We thought, hey, you know what? We can stretch 15 minutes out of this, so let's go. So Ben and I did our own individual graphs, which we will post on our Twitter and also on our Facebook group. So click on, have a look at those.
And we don't know what each other has done either.
No, we've done it in the secrecy of two different rooms, quietly clicking away.
So we'll see what happens now. So we're going to start at the lowest tier. So there's the lowest tier, which is what we are calling poo tier, because we're
children, and also we don't want to swear.
We can't swear.
Well, we can swear.
We can say bitch and cow, that's it.
Yes.
Because that's all they say on EastEnders.
We have said worse recently when we've been doing our our fan fiction, but yeah, that's been
classified.
Bleak. Yes.
So there's that tier, which is basically characters who you do not want to see again.
No, they don't need to grace our screen anymore.
And these also have to be characters that are currently alive, so they could come back, basically.
Yeah, ruining my plan of bringing back lots of dead characters.
Pete Bill.
What do you mean I'm not dead? I don't want to.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm a poo tier. At least I'm on a tier. Ah, you're lovely. No, I wanted to just full disclosure, I wanted to bring back Cindy Bill.
I would have brought back Abby.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Pat.
No, because Pat's died on screen, as has Abby, but Cindy hasn't. So there is.
Or has Pete Bill.
Potentially. No, Pete didn't die on screen.
Exactly.
So he could come back. Oh, God.
So, yeah, there's that tier. There's low tier, mid tier, top tier, and God tier.
Yeah.
Which I took as someone you really, really, really want to come back, but probably wouldn't, but they still could, kind of thing, is how I took that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll explain. We'll explain our answers as well.
So we're doing on the lowest end first. So shall I say my five and then you say your five?
Yep.
So first off, I think we have to agree, Trevor Short.
Yes.
From 1989.
I have Trevor Short also. And anyone,
it's like bingo.
Bingo. I mean, anyone who's been watching Classic EastEnders and has been enjoying the comedy of Trevor Short really do need to get their heads checked out.
Yeah.
Just for an example, when he was walking backwards, fell over, hit his head on the ground and knocked himself out. That wasn't funny.
No, or smart.
No.
Next up on my list is a duo, which are allowed duos if they're famous partnerships. So I've got Minty and Gary Hobbs.
Same. I've got Gary and Minty. I mean, they had their day. They were of the time,
more
weren't
than
they?
Their day, yes.
Yeah.
I never enjoyed them. And next up.
I was just going to say, and they ended up spitting and leaving separate times anyway, so they don't really need to come
waste
back together.
Space.
Yeah.
Gus, I have next.
Oh, I don't have Gus.
Road sweep guy.
Yeah, he's a bit wet, not really very interesting, but I don't have him. Shall I name one of mine?
Okay.
I have Alfie Moon.
Ooh, what on that low down?
I don't want him back, ever.
Oh, not even to finish off a little story?
I'll have him back to be finished off. That's what I'm saying.
Cat can do that. My last two was Buster Briggs.
Oh, I don't have Buster, but again, I'm not fussed.
Yeah, he's just useless. Kathy had an awful affair with him, so we don't need him back.
So did Carol. Talking of which, Carol's on my poo list too.
It's very low for Carol.
There's nothing poor you can Carol. Do with Carol anymore.
She can sort out Max.
No.
Drag him away.
No, Max, again, Max needs, I think Jack can sort out Max. They don't need Carol. Carol's had her, again, she's had her stories. When she left, everything they could have done with Carol had been done.
Mm. And that she's was doing it. Yoga now, she's doing well.
Yeah, good for her.
And last on my list is Mickey Miller.
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, I don't think he'd come. I think he would come back actually if he was asked. But he's busy being a Cockney lad in
We don't need him.
Daytime TV, isn't he?
It's just shocking.
No. My last one on the poo list, it was Ingrid.
Oh, yeah. What about Keanu? He could fall in love with her.
Well, you can't have a third woman fall on over him. No. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense because she's just
there was
nothing.
They introduced her and then it just nothing. It literally was nothing happened with her.
Very obscure that one.
I won't go through the full details, but when I was researching something else and she popped up and I was like, oh, I'll keep that in the back of my mind for later. So yeah, she came in for that one.
Right, so low tier on my list. It's really difficult to do low and mid and top. Like, I swapped some around. And looking at this first one right now, I'm thinking that maybe should be mid. But my first one is Vicky Fowler.
Oh, interesting. Vicky Fowler is on my mid. So she's on my mid list.
She's near mid, but not quite.
I'd like to see her back, and I wouldn't be too upset if it was the same actress either.
Oh yeah, I've got actors on here that have been recast. I've chosen particular actors for characters as well, just so everyone knows.
Oh, I haven't.
But
done
I will say,
well, you have done it better than me then, because I've literally just googled their name and then put in the first photo that came up.
Do you want to do one?
Yeah, for my low, I've got Zara Highway.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her.
I thought Stuart's daughter. Yeah, I thought she'd be quite cool to come back. I'm not fussed if she doesn't.
No,
but if she did, I think they could do stuff with her. So yeah, I'd be interested to see Zara.
Okay, I've got Zainab Masood is on my low, which people want her to come back, but I'm not that fast.
I'm not that fast.
But she did make a little guest stint, that's fine.
I mean, when I was writing this list, there was times when I thought I'd like her to come back a little bit, but I wouldn't want them to come back for a long time. So I've kind of done it for maybe a 6 month or more stint in my mind. Mm. So Zainab didn't make any of my list, I'm afraid. Sorry, Zainab. Oh, who did make my low list was, and I've said this a few times on the podcast, I want Fee Browning back. Bring back the Fee.
Oh, I nearly had her.
I'd like her back. Again, not fussed if she doesn't come back, but I think if she did, there's room for growth
there. Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
I got Peter Bill.
Oh, I completely forgot about Pete Bill. How weird is that? Not Pete Bill, but young
Pete
Bill.
No, the son, yeah, Peter Bill.
Oh, I'm miffed.
So I put him on the low, and also Lauren Branning's on my low.
Yeah, Lauren's not on mine at all.
Because you know, I don't want them back, but... If they, I guess it would create some sort of storyline, but no.
Yeah, I suppose. Kyle Slater is on my low list. They need to bring back Kyle, I feel.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. Low, yeah, low. But
he's low, yeah, but I wouldn't be offended if he came back.
No.
And also, again, and I've got an idea for kind of like, I say she could come back for maybe 6 months, but also because she's a friend of the show and we've done an interview with her, but why not bring Tosh back? Fiona McIntosh.
Yeah. Visit the Prince Albert.
She could see Tina. I just think they've not quite finished the story of Tina yet, between her and Tina. And especially since Tina's been broken by Stuart. I don't know. I think something with Tosh and Stuart would be interesting dynamic.
She could protect Tina, maybe. Change of heart.
Mm.
My last one on my low tier was Yolandi.
Oh, I forgot about Yolandi. Yeah, bring her back. She can, from the head office of Minutemark.
I mean, they've just cast a new love interest for Patrick, but who cares? She can still turn up.
Yolandi can be a bit jealous.
She can get with Ted to make Patrick jealous. Gives Ted a story.
Do you really want to suck the life out of Yolandi?
Right, we're moving on up now to the mid tier.
Hang on, I've got one more low one.
Have you?
Yeah, Vincent. Vincent Hubbard.
He's dead. Oh,
no, he's not.
Yeah, okay.
No, he's not dead. He's one. He's the one that... You can definitely bring back and get away. But again, more of a... I'm not fussed. He would have been much higher up if this had been 6 months ago. Time has passed since his departure. And so I'm not as fussed.
No.
So yeah, that's why he's low now.
Right. So moving on up to mid tier.
Do it.
Quite like to see these ones back. From now on, it was all over the place to the next lot. So my first one is Little Mo.
Oh, I don't have Little Mo on my list at all.
Quite like her back.
Yeah, again, I mean, when...
Billy could get with her instead of Honey to stop the Billy and Honey rubbish.
Yeah, but Billy and Little Mo had... Didn't Billy have an affair?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, but... no, Little Mo got raped, didn't she?
Yeah, and he got upset.
And he got upset because but, like, of Billy.
It stops him and Honey getting back together at least, so...
Yeah,
and then
but...
there's the Slaters and Stacey's off, so there's room for a Mo. Big Mo Little Mo can open up a market stall called Big Mo Little Mo's
Cardboard Box. It's one of those things, if this had been a year ago when they were desperate trying to get something sorted on the show, I would totally have her. I'd probably have her on a god tier, but things have moved a little bit. And so
my god tier is very restricted.
Oh, mine's, I think mine's a bit obvious, my god tier. Mid. Oh, for me, I wouldn't mind seeing Belinda Peacock come back, since we're talking about Slaters.
Oh, yeah, Belinda. She I love
left,
her.
She left under kind of like a,
you know, the last dark actress shadow. Was really good.
Yeah. And she could work at Kim's and Denise's.
She did a beauty thing, yeah.
She could be her and Kim. Yeah, I thought her and Kim would be good together. Be a nice something for Kim to do. I just thought they'd be a good duo, that's all.
Next on my mid is Aunt Babe.
Oh, Aunt Babe's on my top.
Oh, is she?
Yep. But she did float to mid every now and then. Again, just because I thought, did they need Aunt Babe now? Would she bring more to the Carters?
Yeah, need a bit of a villain.
Yeah. Again, someone to protect. It's all about Stuart, I think. And so, she'd be good. On my mid, I've got Cindy Williams Jr.
Oh.
Again, I've sung praise.
I nearly had her on there, but she didn't make any of it in the end.
I've sung my praise about that character before, and I thought it was such a shame they got rid of her.
You can't bring Cindy back, so bring back Cindy Jr.
Bring back her daughter. Why on earth not?
She's busy on Netflix, I'm afraid.
I know, but they might be able to coax her back. Again, just for a little while.
Next one on mine is Grant Mitchell for mid, maybe for Phil and Shianu and stuff like that. But I don't think it was likely, so
I just think when they brought Grant back for Barbara Windsor's departure, Peggy, there was just the shine of the Mitchell brothers wasn't quite, the glisten of it was gone. And so I think if you were to bring Grant back, it just wouldn't feel, it just wouldn't be the same anymore. It's almost playing on nostalgia a bit too hard.
Yeah, but he could bring, because some other characters on my other list, like he could bring back like the Vicky Fowler and Mark Jr. and like, I don't know, maybe stuff like that.
That's true. Drag him back kicking and screaming. I want them to bring back one of the Carter sons. I want to bring back either Lee or Johnny.
Oh, I've got Lee on mine, mid.
Yeah, Lee or Johnny. Bring one of them back.
What Johnny though?
Original, OG.
Oh, the original one.
Oh, God, yes.
Not recast?
Or recast him a third time, but do not bring back the second Johnny.
Yeah, Lee's
I loved him!
Yeah, Lee's on my one next. Because Whitney needs a boyfriend now.
I didn't even think about it. I just forgot about Whitney. But yeah, why not? Bring Lee back. He's probably patched himself up a bit.
And I think Mick has a mental health storyline coming up, so him and Lee could like relate to that.
Perfect. Like it.
Right, last on my mid one is Ricky Butcher.
Gosh, yeah. Actually, I wouldn't mind seeing
just
him
nice
back.
Just nice seeing with Tiff.
Yeah.
And him and Jack could have a little argument about who's trying to be dad.
I think it's a shame they're not going to bring him back for the short stint.
With Bianca, yeah.
I do think they've missed a trick there by not trying to coax him back for a couple of weeks as well. That's not to say they haven't.
Because they might have kept a secret.
Yeah, they might have. I've got one more in my mid. Yeah. And this is Annie Smith. We got teased by Annie Smith.
Yeah, the new actress.
Yep. Oh, yeah, not the baby. she's older now. But yeah, no, we got teased by...
Policewoman.
Yeah.
Detective.
By Mary's daughter.
Yeah.
And it was almost like they were going to introduce her. Yeah. And then...
It was like a maybe, wasn't it?
And then nothing came of it. So obviously there needs to be a story attached to her coming in. So...
You know what she can do? Get with Baby Ali.
Well, do you know what? I wanted to put Baby Abby on either Ali. Mid. Yeah, sorry, Baby Ali. I wanted to put Baby Ali on the list, either mid or low, but I couldn't work out how to get him in. So, yeah, maybe with Annie Smith, maybe.
They could get together, couldn't they?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But yes, I'd love to see. They teased it, and I liked the actress.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. And that means Mary could pop in. And it I means, love her.
Exactly. It means Mary can come in every now and then and just deliver a few lines in her new posh accent.
Fish and chips.
Oh, I remember it.
So, top tier now, which is people we would very much like back and is still kind of possible in my mind-ish.
These are the big hitters now.
So I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
My first one is Sam Mitchell, but Sam Metcalf to be the actress, not Danielle Westbrook.
I concur. Sam Metcalf is fantastic. I like the character Sam Mitchell. Again, they didn't quite finish her.
It'd be nice to have another. Like, there's so little female Mitchells left now.
Louise.
And Sharon, who's not really a Mitchell.
No, so she's a Watts.
Yeah.
So. Although she was adopted, just so you know.
Was she?
Yeah.
Never knew.
Would have known, no. I'm going to put two together because I want them to be introduced at the same, though they're two different options. I want them to come in together.
Ooh.
And that's Saeed Masood and Shabnam Kasimi.
Oh yeah, Shabnam.
Yeah, but I want them to come in together.
That'd be good.
Whatever reasons.
But not yeah. Christian then?
No.
Ooh.
No offence to Christian or the actor. I just don't want him back. Sorry.
No, me either. But that's a good one. Yeah, I love Shabnam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not Shabnam. Yeah, Shabnam.
Yeah, of course you love Shabnam. And it means there's a bit of tension with Kush and obviously the Prince Albert, so Saeed can kind of flirty, dirty, flirty.
With
and
Ben or Callum.
Yep.
Saeed and Callum could get
make
together.
Make it a three-way triangle, because, you know, why not?
Next on my list is a couple, is Les and Pam.
Oh.
My top tier. I'd want them back.
I hate when I do my Stacey. Yes, Les and Pam. Again, they were pulled out too quickly. Mm.
There's a lot more to go, and they could move into Ted's flat when Ted leaves.
Or they could just move into the flat above, just kick out Callum.
Well, they won't be there for
Callum
long.
Callum and Whitney won't be there for very long, no. No, not at all. Jane Beale. I would
like... she's on mine next, yeah.
Is that Jane. The top? Jane, yeah. Not God, because no. I'm... Again, time has passed, but...
It is necessary, though.
She needs
The Bobby stuff and Ian and the weird not divorced and not broken up and the stuff with Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a big Jane hole that needs to be filled up.
By Jane.
I agree. Right, next on my list is Carmel Kazemi, Bonnie
Langford. Oh, yeah. I was so sad when they announced her leaving.
Yeah,
good point.
She's so good. Brilliant actress. And, loads she can do, especially with Stacey going off.
Oh, yeah.
She can come out Kush.
She can be Team Kush. Can she be in the corner of Kush?
Yeah.
I must admit, my last top one was more, not so much because he needs to come back, because he's a character that has a lot of potential, but more because he needs to come back because... he's beautiful. And that is Andy Flynn.
Oh.
Bring back Andy Flynn.
That would be really difficult to bring him back.
I know it will, but I want him back. Oh. He's pretty, Ben.
Yeah,
he's a pretty
Danielle's
boy.
Adopted brother who wanted to get revenge on Ronnie.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's got no links to the square whatsoever. Yeah. But why?
He was a builder, so he could
Well, that's the only thing I'm
help
thinking
Jack
of.
Cheap again.
Well, yeah. He could
do the flats up.
Do the Jack story
and then get with Ruby, maybe. Him and Ruby would make a quite good couple.
Yeah, there you go.
He could fall in love with Ruby while he does her bed set up.
Perfect. There you go. So bring back
Andy
Flynn.
Yeah.
Bring
my last one on top tier is Zoe Slater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm, she was almost God because the actress keeps going no. But no, she got bumped down to top tier. But yeah, I'd like to see Zoe Slater back.
Just because of her
so
arrogance,
long.
He knocked her down.
Yeah. But it's been so long.
Yeah, I don't know.
Give Kat something to do because Kat's a bit lost.
That's true. They kind of do give Kat kind of the in between stories, don't they? Just to, patch over stories that aren't kind of really moving on very quickly. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Hey, you know what? We're in God territory now.
This is fantasy land.
Oh, I'm shaking. I'm shook.
Right, my first one, kind of obvious. Michelle Fowler, played by Susan Tully.
Now I'm going to shock everyone here. Michelle Fowler is not on any of my lists. So she's not on the God one either. And do you know the reason why?
Why?
Because one, it will never happen. Not by Susan Tully.
God.
It will never happen.
Yeah, that's why it's God tier.
No. And two, when they brought back... I played my mind for a little bit. When they brought back Michelle with the actress previous...
Jenna Russell.
Thank you, Jenna Russell. It wasn't Jenna Russell's fault, but it showed that there wasn't really anything for her.
Although, if they did it properly, there would be.
I'd like to be proven
best
wrong.
Mate.
Yeah, but they never... Again,
she's got daughters, she's got Vicky, she's got Courtney, she's got Mark Jr. If they brought her in with the family, it would have been good. Why I wanted to bring Grant in the mid-tier, so I think Michelle and Grant could get together and that would then upset Sharon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it'd be good if they could bring her into the Bill house and she, made her more Pauline-esque, more... Yeah, more Lou. But, okay. I'll wash my mouth out. I've got Chrissy Watts.
Oh, yeah, me too. She's up there.
I have to bring back Chrissy Watts soon. Again, I understand there's not really much for her to return to.
Well, I've got Chrissy Watts. It goes with my Zoe and Sam.
Yeah.
And also Vicky Fowler.
Yeah, okay, cool. So there's
a plan.
Do them all together.
Yes.
You always think of the larger plan. Well, I'm just like that. Just put people in the show.
Yeah, she was amazing, Christine. She never... Her last scene never didn't really end much. She kind of half accepted what happened-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots more. And she's one of those characters you want to see. again.
Oh, I'd love to see more of her. And she's really good friends with Tamsin Alfwaite, and so they're always doing hanging out together.
Yeah, Chrissy and Mel together. That'd be fun. Scheming.
And Lisa.
Yeah.
Mm, I like it.
Right, next on my list is Janine Butcher.
Of course, I've got Janine. Yeah.
We need a feisty woman on the square. We haven't really got like a character like that at the moment.
No.
Like a scheming character, but you root for them.
So. I genuinely haven't spoken to anyone who hasn't said Janine Butcher in some guy. So if anyone doesn't want Janine Butcher back, can you tweet us and let us know why?
Yeah, why?
Please. We're genuinely interested. We don't want to start a fight. We just want to know. At EastEnders Week, tweet us or go to our Facebook group, EastEnders Weekly Podcast. My next one is Candice Taylor.
Oh.
Hannah from S Club.
What, on God tier?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I God love tier. Her.
It's she's not even... Okay. I'd honestly put that on low or mid if it was me.
No. She was a bit of a filler, to be fair, because I couldn't think of a fifth. But at the same time...
I've got a filler fifth.
I would love Candice Taylor to come back. I would. I think she'd... Again, they're building
the Taylor... There's so many Taylors. There's like nine of them.
I don't mind that. I like that there's a big Taylor family. Mm. They struck gold completely accidentally with the Taylors. And I just love the fact that it's... Yeah, just keep building them. Make the whole soap Taylors. Change the name of the show. The Taylors.
My fourth one for me is Simon Wicks.
I've got Simon Wicks. God. Yeah.
Not going to happen. But, you know, he came back for one scene. He might be swayed in. Kate Oates needs to work her magic there.
I think he would come back at the right price for a month or so.
No, like... I want him to return, like a full contract.
Oh, it would be fantastic. I've got him on God tier. I would happily have him back. Yeah, totally. And this is a blast from the past. I want Kelvin Carpenter to come back.
Oh, I nearly put him on with, I was thinking Michelle, like, and Kelvin, yeah, something.
Yeah, I want to bring back the original four. So if I was to bring back Michelle as well, Sharon, Michelle, Kelvin,
and
Ian.
Yeah.
Bring back the original four.
That'd be good.
And let them be like the new older, as in the F all the dot of the day.
They've all got kids now. Like, you could just give Kelvin a kid.
Well, Kelvin, I think Kelvin should come back... Not divorced. I want him to come back actually with a family.
Mm.
Maybe a second wife. I don't know. I'm just
his dad could turn up as well every now and then.
Well, this is another reason. And his mum.
And him and Patrick could have seen together. They could be like rivals.
Patrick? Why would he rival Patrick? Oh, what? Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tony would. Yeah.
Don't know why. This would. Little rivalry there.
Yeah. That'd be good. Because they're both kind of womenizing kind of guys, weren't they, as well? And Cassie.
Oh, yeah, from Lorraine now.
Of Lorraine fame now, but of the time. They need to bring Cassie back.
Oh, yeah, she could turn up for Christmas.
Yeah, I think she could do an occasional one or two.
And the last one on my list is kind of a filler, because he's been on it recently, but Sean Slater as like a full return.
Yeah, so, I mean, after the strength of the episode they did, I wouldn't want a full return for Sean anymore.
Really?
Oh. Mm, I know. I liked it, but not a full return for me. Wow, how different our points of views are.
Some are the same. But some are very different.
I do feel like yours was... And then when you started explaining, oh, I'd bring this one back because of this and this and this and this one, I do feel like you've probably put a bit more thought than I did. But I stand by my choices. Yeah. Lovely.
Stories write themselves.
Yeah. We're going to post the template as well of the EastEnders tier
system. For people to fill in themselves.
Fill it in yourselves. Post it on our Twitter, at EastEnders Week, on our Instagram, at EastEnders Weekly Podcast. You can post it on our Facebook group. Just search EastEnders Weekly Podcast and click to join the group. Or you can just send it to us in an email and we'll post it for you. EastEndersWeekly@gmail.com. Do you agree? Do you disagree with our choices? And why? Let us know.
And why? Very important that.
Yeah. It's always important. Just give us your thoughts. Put your brain on a plate and let us eat it. And so there we go. That was a little glimpse into our wants and not wants of the future of EastEnders. Finally, people know our views of who we want back on the square.
Mm. Although you do like Trevor a bit more now since that was recorded.
Yeah, fair enough.
So therefore your point is invalid.
It's moot. I mean, I think I may have mentioned it already, but don't forget to send us in what you think as your tiered system. We'll try to post a blank card so you can then fill it in yourselves and send it to us, to our email account, eastendersweekly@gmail.com, and we'll post it on our social medias for everyone to see.
It does take ages to put photos in it, so just write the name if it's taking too long. That's what I would do.
Well, just do whatever you want to do. If you enjoy it...
You could draw each character.
If you draw each character, we will read out your name on the show and just post it everywhere. We'd love it. We'd like a good drawing.
Right, so we're going to move on now to another Habiba, Honey... Adam love triangle storyline with some Ikras and Miriams mixed in.
Yeah, there was a Miriam mixed in as well. Really strange scene with Miriam. I know, it was really this week. In fact, let's just start with it. I mean, why did they show it? It seemed a bit odd. I don't really know if there's...
Is Are there they hinting be... that she's dying or something?
What, by having her necklace stolen?
Well, no, because when she got home, they were like, you're tired. And then when she wanted to go shopping on her own, she was, they were like, you can't go shopping on your own, nun. What do they call her? Nana?
Dada? Yeah, Nana and Chichi.
Yeah, they're like, you can't go shopping on your own. So what are they hinting at? Is it another Joyce?
Yeah, but it's like it wasn't like she could defend herself from this kid on the bike who made a really lame effort stealing
it.
Like,
they could have retook that shot.
Grab. I know.
It's she tried to grab it and then missed it. And
she
then
missed it twice and then just pulled it off her neck. And she had two bags of shopping in her
hand. Didn't exactly like struggle. She just stood there and was like, okay. Yeah, and then when she ran off, she didn't react.
Well, yeah, she seemed
Miriam just didn't care.
Just a bit dissolved. Just a bit. Well, oh, no, she did show. Yeah. Give it back. No, come back. But, it's a bit like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. Whenever one of the kids did something wrong, he'd be like, no, stop, please.
Yeah, it was really odd. I think they could have filmed that a bit better, maybe. It was a bit like weird.
But it was almost like a scene, wasn't it? There was like no.
Didn't lead to anything.
Didn't lead to anything. No one noticed it was gone. And yeah, but perhaps next
she
week.
She looked a bit tired.
Yeah, during Eid, perhaps something will be mentioned.
We had some good Habiba scenes, I thought. Like, her end scene this week in the Vic against Adam was really good.
Oh, I loved that scene. I really did. And I loved that Honey noticed that she was very upset after their confrontation. Yeah. And so, again, the scent, the smell of something's not quite right here from Honey was really good too.
Because everyone kept telling Habiba, like, Ikra told her and Lola told her this week, you're chasing after someone who's not to be trusted and isn't actually your man. Even though Habiba thought what he was saying to her was true.
Yeah.
So she did a little test when she phoned him.
She did. She asked him to come over with some soup and he said, oh no, so I'm busy at work. And so then she came into the Vic wearing her best dress, looking a bit sexy. And Adam's, you know, takes a few pops at Adam indirectly so no one can really tell. But I think
doesn't
again,
like that though, does
he doesn't at all. And this is where the power grab is with Adam, isn't it? This is all to him is sex. And to Habiba, this is something that could be grown into a relationship. When she says to him, can we go out and do something? And he's like, well, I am out doing something with you right now. And it's like, well, no, you're just having sex.
It's a right old sleazeball. Because he puts her down and says, you've never changed, little girl.
And yeah, don't cross me, little girl. Yeah. And then she retaliates with, don't cross me, old man. And I love that.
He didn't like that. So, yeah, we've still got those serial killer tendencies in him, I feel. Like,
yeah,
there's still something a bit darker, I think, to Adam.
But he's a dentist, and all dentists are evil.
My dentist isn't. Well, he's nice.
Good for you. I'm dentist. Oh dear. I do think that every dentist has almost like the Little Shop of Horrors syndrome. They have that undertone that at any point they could just turn and do something evil to you.
Well, I'm weird because I like the dentist. So
fair enough.
Maybe I'm just a weird.
Maybe you like Adam then. Maybe you should go off to.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind him. Deep into my mouth.
Having a night out with Adam. Invite him over.
I'd be one of his dentist friends.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, the ones he keeps visiting.
But so yeah, it was nice to have her stand up. So Ikra and Habiba both stood up to him, which he doesn't like, and he keeps like threatening Ikra with her secret.
He also keeps doing more in front of Ikra because he knows that Ikra like can't really do. Yeah, exactly. Deliberately pushing his luck with her as well. It's like on Friday's episode, he kissed Habiba in front of Ikra and said, oh, she won't say anything. And it was like, oh, hello, you're being a bit cheeky now. Yeah, you're being a bit smart now.
I mean, even though we hate Adam and he's not nice for Honey, Billy still isn't giving us any marks for us to get them back together because he's being really annoying.
Well, Billy overreact when Adam was looking after Janet and Will.
Doing a good job, actually, Adam.
Yeah, to be fair. He's good with kids.
For an evil character.
He's very good at kids. Just don't let the kids grow up because then he gets a bit creepy with them. Yeah, he did a fake wedding with Janet. And he used Honey's engagement ring that Billy gave her, and Billy spotted this.
He got like really over the top, like upset over it.
Well,
like,
yeah,
it was really weird.
Well, because I don't know.
He thought it was an actual wedding, and he was upset that they said that to Janet. Like,
well, I mean, Janet could do a lot worse than Dom Bradshaw.
She could do someone like Billy Mitchell.
Well, that's her father. So yes, probably not. You don't want the children to end up being webbed feet.
So yeah, it was just weird how he got so like angry that she was wearing like as wearing the wedding ring.
It was the engagement ring first, and then it was the wedding ring. And Billy was like, "That's the one I gave you, Honey." And Honey's quite rightly says, "Well, they're pretending, Billy.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it's not actually happening."
Well, she's gone off on honeymoon to summer camp, apparently.
Yes, that's yeah. that's where they're going to, you know, just to tell everyone all about their happy day. I like the silent disco they had as well. Do you reckon the headphones Janet was wearing was the ones that Ruby gave her?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
Ruby, who was just making amends this week to everyone.
She was. She apologised like, to everyone.
Yeah, amicable. And that was it. It was just no fighting, no yelling. Yeah. Not very EastEnders.
No, but then quite rightly, because she got upset over the most ridiculous things. And Linda took exception to her kind of singling out Janet just because she liked playing her music loudly.
Linda was being annoying too, though.
I mean, Linda was just angry at everyone. I don't mind. I'm on Linda's side. I'd be angry with everyone if I lived there too.
So the other half of this, we had Ikra and like Bobby having like a little cute little friendship, which was sweet to see.
Yeah, well, Ikra has noticed that Bobby has a wristband with, I believe, like a quote or some kind of scripture from the Quran on it.
Mm.
And she brought up a quote or a verse from the Quran that she read to Bobby after Bobby confronted this guy who refused to pay and stood up to him.
Horrible middle-aged businessman on EastEnders, as usual.
Yeah, well, they are. Everyone who comes to Walford, they think they can just stomp around East End.
Those yuppies.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been a problem since 1986.
Yeah, they think they can just come along and rejuvenate the area. Well, we've got something to tell you. Ian Beale's lived there his whole life, and he doesn't want any of that.
Exactly. So, yeah, he was just ridiculously, like, horrible. Like, she was just putting his card details through, and he was like, nope, take it out, I'm going for free.
Yeah, I know, just because she couldn't get a signal or a Wi-Fi connection onto the card reading machine. I mean, that doesn't warrant a free meal.
Mm.
And he had cash in his wallet too.
So I know, I thought that was weird when he like randomly got the cash out. Like, oh yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
so he did
that.
Really want a free meal, really.
Yeah, well, I think he was making a fuss out of nothing.
He was waiting to find something. Mm. But Bobby scared him.
Bobby did. Well, Bobby, I don't think Bobby scared him. He just quite rightly put in plain English.
Recognised him from the news.
Yeah, and just said to him, you know, you're being a prat. Apologise to Ikra and then pay your bill.
Mm.
And he did. So 1-0 to Bobby.
Is Bobby going to have a little crush on Ikra, do you think? Because like he like, remember when Tiff was nice to him?
Mm.
And we thought, oh, is he going to have a little crush on Tiff? He like gave the same sort of look to Ikra, I thought.
No.
Like, her little heart's going to be broken.
I think he liked that Ikra embraced him and invited him into their home for Eid, because that's what, you know, she's invited him to Eid. She said, just pop in with your family, don't be afraid of you know, letting your dad and your nan know, Kathy and Ian. And to be fair, I don't think he had any intention of letting them know, but then unfortunately Rainey decided to invade his personal space and look into
found
his rucksack. I know, she was quite nasty about it too.
She's bored at home, bored her wife, bored housewife at home, isn't she?
I mean, how long can she have these injuries for? It's been 3 weeks
Ben's got over
now.
It's really quick.
I've got a bruise from like when I fell over a couple of days ago, and it's pretty much gone. I know she got kicked.
And she's getting wrong, much she's worse. Getting desperate because she was looking for more pills and she couldn't find any, could she, as well?
Well, no, she found pills, but I don't think they were strong enough.
No.
So she, again, this drug problem that she's developed, that she's promised Stuart and promised Kathy that she can keep under control. Obviously, again, drug pusher Kathy, the nan drug pusher, isn't
Kathy
really
has
doing
new head. On Friday as well, I noticed.
Oh,
new
did
blow
you?
Dry.
That's curled. Really important to the plot point.
Yeah, it is
so
important.
How's that important? Well, she went to the Fox and Hare.
Exactly, yeah. Who did it?
Do you reckon local businesses help each other out? So Kathy was like, here's a free ticket to a
vodka.
Couple of... No, here's a couple of tickets to our Icons night. If you can blow dry my hair in a nice tight curl.
I like noticing people's new hair on the show. It's like a thing to notice.
Old habits die hard, don't they?
I've noticed on Instagram, the guy who plays Keanu has grown his hair. Which is the first time he's ever grown his hair since he started the role on EastEnders.
Mm, and you suspected that that might mean that he's having a quick exit from the show, which
or
he
a break,
has.
And now he's on a break.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't that far off. So you always need to watch. If you're on Instagram and you follow all the actors, if they suddenly change their hair, you know something's happening.
Mm. Also, a lot of the actors for the Mitchell family, especially, went off to Malaga this weekend.
Yeah,
they had a holiday
some
away.
Of the Taylors, it was really weird.
Yeah,
Steve McFadden was there, which is
I odd. Know he did look like a bit of a spare part there, to be fair. But I'm glad again. Are they doing this as a well? Some of the Ahmeds were there too.
Were they?
Ikra and Habiba were there too. Did you not see those photos?
No.
Yeah. So the cast.
I don't
had
look
a...
at their Instagram because they're annoying. They're always selling like skin products.
Oh, well, they weren't this time. They were just showing off their bikini bodies. Yeah.
Don't care about that. It's boring.
But it's interesting, isn't it, that all the cast have seemed to have gone, the young cast have all gone away together.
Phil.
Not Sharon.
No, Letitia Dean was like, no.
Who'll always be youthful inside.
I do my own holidays. But yeah, it is odd that they're all on. I find it odd that Steve's there. So I don't know what it is, if it was like a...
I don't think they were filming anything out there. If they were, that's really weird if they were filming.
It's weird that they were all on holiday together. Mm. Like, all off at the same... I don't know, it's just weird. Something suspicious.
Like I say, maybe it was just a team bonding exercise to get them kind of just to, you know, have fun
maybe.
Outside
be more
of the set.
Like a family.
Yeah, yeah.
So why is it Quinta Piba there? Are they joining the Mitchells?
Who can tell? Time will tell.
I mean, going back to... Bobby, which is what we're meant to be talking about. I was thinking that maybe we have this Ikra and Bobby like friendship.
Yes. I don't think it's going to be a crush.
No.
Okay.
Friendship.
Right.
We know that Ikra could possibly be gay, but I can't confirm that or deny. obviously, we know as well Bobby has like a thing against the Prince Albert. So is he like going to become friends with Ikra and then he's going to know that she's like a lesbian and she'll try and tell him like it's fine if you're Muslim and to be gay and stuff? Is that going to be like a thing?
Yeah, perhaps. I think Bobby is quite new to religion, and I think if you're new to something, you're a bit more of a stickler of learning the rules hard and fast.
Mm.
And so obviously at the moment he's maybe got a bit of a problem with it because he believes that perhaps
he should. He has to.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right. I think knowing Ikra and I think getting friendly with the Ahmeds will soften his look and his view of the Muslim community, because although they're devout Muslims, they're quite open to the world around them, and they realise that there's sometimes other interpretations of how you read a scripture or a book, of how, you know, you can understand it. It's the same with any religion, with Christianity or Catholicism or Judaism. You know, it depends on how you look at the religion. And how you interpret it.
Because obviously Bobby is learning bits. Because I remember when we first found out about the storyline, when he got the Quran out of his backpack, like lots of people online saying, oh, you need to do your research. You're not meant to handle the Quran unless you've washed your hands first and then you touch it.
Mm.
So people like, oh, they're not doing their research. And then other people said, well, Bobby's new to it, so he may not have known that. And then this week, Rainey left it on the floor.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, no, you're not meant to do that.
And he said, you're not meant to be touching it either. So, so now...
So he's, like, learning slowly, I guess.
Again, it's anything that's new, you pick things up as you go along. I mean, I really liked that as well, that he got quite angry with Rainey for disrespecting his religion.
Mm. And now Kathy and Ian know.
Yes.
Ian.
I know, Ian.
Kathy will just open arms love.
Kathy's the Prince Albert. Yeah. She's got the rainbow flags, all kinds of flags flying around her. But Ian is going to obviously be a right pain in the bum about
this
whole
situation. I'm still really impressed with the actor. His name's Clay, I think, who plays Bobby. He's really been quite impressive.
He's being really subtle with the way he portrays it.
Yeah.
He's not full in your face, and I don't think you need that with every character.
And he plays it with, like, a nervousness, but, like, it's not because the actor's nervous on set. It's deliberate. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like him. He's good.
More, please.
Speaking of good actors, we've got a previous best actor to talk about now.
Numerous times best actor. Normally on a public vote.
Yeah, funny.
Strangely, yeah.
Little fun fact, this was Mick Carter's first Duff Duff this year.
Wow.
I know.
God, imagine saying that this time last year.
I know, we had hundreds last year, but yeah, it's the first one this year. It ended on Mick on a Friday. And he's been having a bit of stressful times.
He is. Everything's going wrong for Mick. He hasn't returned his tax form. He's having to dance dressed as Madonna in the Prince Albert.
You say Madonna. He said Lady Gaga the next day. So is he like doesn't know his icons, or was it meant to be Lady Gaga?
Assuming that Mick doesn't know. No. So that was a bit of a joke, because on the official EastEnders Twitter account, they reference it as Madonna.
Right, yeah, because it is a Madonna thing. But then he said Lady Gaga on Friday.
She's got the pointy
Linda.
Boobs.
Yeah.
The gold outfit, pointy boobs.
Gaga's done that too, so.
Has she? Meat dress. Meat dress. That's what they should have done. Yeah. Got him dressed as a meat.
Went to Wolford East and got some.
Just stuck some steaks all over his hairy bod.
This
is also the second time that Mick's dressed up as a woman this year.
Oh yeah, because he did
Posh
Spice.
Yeah, maybe this is a not? Maybe this
he
is a story.
He pretended to be gay with Grey. Do you remember that good times when Grey was really fun and nice and one of the best characters? Carter's Mick is stressed. He's lost his password. He can't do his tax forms. He's going running for some reason.
Running seems to be like
stressful.
Everyone goes running on the square.
Well, he used to go running with Vincent, didn't he?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It was a really. Yeah. Let's not talk about that scene, but they were both of them were wearing very tight shorts, like in the screen. Do you not remember?
I vaguely remember.
Vincent and Mick, and it was like too much. You could literally see everything. outline of everything.
You needed a stiff drink, let's just say, to get over that scene.
So he has been running for a while, but Bex is still running.
Bex, she's got some nice exercises, which is basically flop down onto your shoes and then breathe.
That she learned from watching Kush's videos online.
I mean, I don't want to sound... As a runner, I'm just going to put my hands up here. You don't do that. You keep quite stiff and then you put your hands down the back of your calf. And that's the stretch I think she was trying to achieve. By just flopping down, you're not really achieving it. And her legs weren't straight either.
Yeah, well, do you look like Kush? No.
Yes, I do.
You don't look like Kush. Kush knows better than you.
People find me on my personal social media and let me know if I look like Kush.
You regret that.
I'm going to get some horrible comments, aren't I?
From me. All the comments will be for me saying you're ugly.
U-G-L-Y, you don't need no alibi.
But yeah, he was running, so he's getting like worn out and his heart problem. Like he keeps holding his chest.
He keeps rubbing it, doesn't he?
Yeah,
like he's really trying
weird.
To start it again. It's like to stop. Like that episode of Homer Simpson's when he's eating those pork rinds and you just see that square in his heart going gung gung gung.
And we had that football storyline back, which I thought was dead. And that woman, I was shocked when I saw her.
I know.
The wife woman, the mum.
One you thought
mum.
She was going to have an affair with Mick. Mm. You were adamant that was going
to
happen.
No, I said to everyone, that's not going to happen. So oh. You dare say that.
Okay. Sorry.
I said we'll never see her again. And then she's popped back up.
Well, you said you weren't going to see her again. So you were
shocked.
Wrong about that.
That's why I was shocked.
Okay.
Shook. I was physically, yeah.
Shook. Yeah.
So that was surprising. But she phoned an ambulance because he like, collapsed after a man nearly had a go at him. Like an angry dad.
The guy was unnecessary. Well, actually, I say that. But to be fair, that tackle was much harder than Mick saying, yeah, you faked it. What do you say? You tripped or something? I don't know how football works.
I don't listen to the football storyline.
What happens with football? What is football?
He got angry. And Mick was also stressed because Linda had said that the takings are down in the Vic. Again.
Yeah, again. Why is this coming up again?
Vic never does well. I don't think it's ever done well.
Pubs don't do well anymore since the smoking ban. That's what they say.
Mm, need Aunt Babe back.
They do. They need to bring back a proper menu. Well, Linda said we need to bring back a good lunch menu again.
And Aunt Babe got the morning trade in by giving them drink in the teapots.
Yeah, without a license.
Yeah, well, need Aunt
Babe. Further causing the problems that was 2017's EastEnders.
Bring back Aunt Babe, I say. She'll get the takings up. So yeah, Mick like had a heart attack. The soccer mum phoned the ambulance, but then they cancelled the ambulance because he said he felt better, even though he looked like he was having a stroke and a heart attack and all sorts
heart attack?
Of stuff. Everything.
A heart attack.
Cardiac.
Cardiac heart attack. Cardiac attack.
But he looked quite ill on the floor there.
When he collapsed and they showed a scene of him like having kaleidoscope eyes, I think there was a problem.
But no, Mitch's van was enough to drop him off outside and then...
Just push
off.
Him out the door and tell him to go in.
And then, yeah, Linda phoned with a strange letter saying you have to come home. Something's bad news.
From the hospital.
Hmm. So what could it be? Options? The results of Ollie? Mm-hmm. Possibly, most likely. Linda's cancer back?
Aunt Babe was found?
Maybe dead.
Maybe she was drained from a swamp and she was just found there.
Aunt Babe's dead. They joked about that like two Christmases ago. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
When she sent a Christmas card or something. So I don't know what else it could be. Like, is Lee or Nancy ill? Maybe or Johnny.
You don't think it's related to? Okay, spoiler. If you don't want to hear my theory, skip 30 seconds.
If it's a theory, it's not a spoiler.
But it is a spoiler because it links to something we already know.
Oh.
Do you think it's a letter from the army telling Callum that his powers died?
No, because why would that upset Linda?
Well,
and why would it be addressed
dead.
To Linda?
Because she doesn't know how... Well, it wouldn't be addressed to Linda, I guess.
Why is she opening the letter then? That's
because she's nosy and she needs to know the news.
If you're going to put spoilers and theories out there, put a bit more thought than that.
Well, I hope one day one of my outstandingly ridiculous spoilers will come to fruition.
No, I imagine it's about Ollie because that's what like she's all upset about with Ruby at the beginning of the week.
That's the main story, isn't it, of Ollie and the Carters.
Sorry, that's just... So instead of going to hospital, he was like, okay, I'll come home with a heart attack or whatever.
He's had a heart attack. He's had
well,
a minor heart
attack. We don't know
it's
a heart attack because like it's a mental health storyline, I think. With Mick.
What?
So I don't know if he's suffering from anxiety and panic attacks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think.
We shall see.
We shall, next week. Maybe.
I think it's time for a game.
Ooh.
Unless you have anything else to add.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time for a rest for the game.
Ooh.
Because my goodness, we've talked a lot about the story so far. So hope you guys have got your fruit and veg ready, set up in a row for your five a day.
Always. Thinking about Vincent.
and his plums, because it's time for Martin Fowler to step in and give us a few questions. So during a crisis of the Mitchell family, normally you bring in the elders, don't you? You know, you have to bring in the elders to help settle the water, smooth the base, make things better. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Peggy is no longer around to help us around, help us out, to give Sharon a cold shoulder to cry on.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know someone who could come along?
Aunt Sal.
Good old Aunt Sal. And so that's what our game, Martin Fowler's Five a Day, is based on this week. It's all about Aunt Sal.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Right. So as I said, she always comes about when there's like an occasion happening, be it a fight or her husband's thrown her out or she's thrown her husband out because he's upset her. Or just take Peggy away to Portugal just to forget about her cheating husband who slept with his own daughter. So I'm wondering if you can tell me five occasions when Aunt Sal turned up to the square for a Mitchell event. And by a Mitchell event, I mean either a wedding or a funeral, because they're the two most important events in Mitchell time. So in 1 minute...
This is difficult.
So in 1 minute, can you name five weddings or funerals that Aunt Sal attended? Okay?
Yep.
And your 1 minute starts now.
Peggy and Frank wedding?
No.
Peggy and Gavin wedding?
No.
Oh. Oh, God.
Stick to Peggy's weddings.
That's... No, I can't think of how she's married now. Phil. Peggy's funeral. That's one.
Peggy's funeral. Yes, one.
Good.
July 2016.
Ronnie and Jack's wedding.
Yes, New Year's Day 2017.
Sam Mitchell's wedding with Ricky.
No.
They went to Gretna Green, didn't they? Aunt Sal. Ben's christening.
No. Oh. Christenings don't count. Weddings and funerals.
Oh, God's sake.
I mean, what happened after Ronnie and Jack's wedding?
Oh, the funeral.
Of?
Ronnie and Roxy.
Yes, January 2017. That's
a
three.
Wedding of Roxy and Alfie Moon.
Yes, November 2013. Ooh. You got 10 seconds to name one more.
I gave you a clue at the beginning. Peggy Mary.
She went away to Portugal afterwards because this man...
I said Gavin, didn't I? It's, Archie.
Time is up. Time
Peggy
is
and
up.
No, I can't remember
Peggy
name.
And Archie's wedding, Archie. April 2009,
oh,
would have been
Gavin
your fifth
accident.
Answer.
That's who I meant.
If only you got that straight away.
It's because I did, but I thought Gavin was, sort of confusing.
Well done, though. So you got...
That's annoying.
Let me just remind what you...
Four.
You got five, but you did the fifth out of time. So you got Peggy and Archie's wedding. You got Roxy and Alfie Moon's wedding. You got Peggy's funeral, Ronnie and Jack Branning's wedding, and Ronnie and Roxy's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
But there are five more out there in the wild, and I'm not going to give you the answers this week. I'm
going to
ask.
Rude.
That's just the kind of guy I am. I'm going to ask everyone to get in touch and either tweet us at EastEndersWeek or email us eastendersweekly@gmail.com or go to our Facebook group, just search EastEnders Weekly Podcast and then click to join the Facebook group. And just let us know what are the five remaining occasions when Aunt Sal came to Wolford for a wedding or a funeral. And
don't Google it.
Don't. But if you know it off the top of your head, fine.
Yeah, that's the only time you're allowed to answer. You're not allowed to cheat.
You have to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no prize other than the fact that we'll ring a bell and be really excited for you on the social media format that you get in touch with us on. And we'll read your name out next week on the show when we give you the answers at the beginning of next week's show. So there we go. So well done, Ben, kind of. You kind of got it, but not quite
90%.
In time. 90%. Oh, yeah. What character would that be?
A Ben Mitchell.
A Ben Mitchell. Okay. So Ben, you bend yourself. And that was Martin Fowler's Five a Day.
Right, so we briefly got introduced to Cherie last week, but we couldn't really say anything about her because she didn't get... It was literally at the end of the episode.
Other than she was intriguing.
She was. And I really like her. She's very interesting. She's fun. She's lively. Her and Denise seem to have a better feud than what Chantel and Kim had already about the salon. So that's good. I really like her. She brings a lot of energy to the screen.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know whether we should trust her or not.
I know.
It's weird.
Can't trust anyone anymore.
No, especially new characters. All the new characters seem really suspicious when they come into the show, don't
they? It's really annoying.
That they have an agenda to start something off straight away.
Mm.
Even Habiba and Ikra, even though they've had this really slow start, right at the beginning they had this agenda, this dark underbelly story. Mm. And now, obviously, he's moved on to something a bit different. But
I've got trust issues. It's great, you see.
Yeah, I know. Well, this
new
is the
character trust issues.
This is the thing, Ben. Really, every time you say, I really like this character, about 2-3 weeks later, you find out
they're
that
evil.
They're an abused... Yeah, they abuse their partner. Or in Cherie's case, perhaps she's...
Gold digger.
Yeah, using Patrick for his moolah.
Mm. Is she... Do you think she's been written in to replace Kim while she's on her, like, temporary exit? Is this, like, a quick... Or was it pre-planned?
No, I don't think so. I think Patrick really needed some kind of story. Yeah. And I think with Patrick, the only time he tends to have a story is if he's drinking or if he's got a love interest or a relationship of some sort.
Or playing chess.
No, that's not Patrick, though.
Did play it with Ted, though.
He did, but that was more Ted's story. That was the Ted... I mean, really, whatever... That kind of just burned and fizzled to nothing, didn't it?
A lot of them did.
Yeah, but I mean, there was no kind of ending to that at all, other than Bernie.
What was the point?
Well, Bernie had that tournament when Ted had the heart attack with the angina attack, yeah, and that was the end of it. That was really, it was really strange that, like, I mean, have some conviction with it. Bernie every now and then says, "Oh, look at all these medals I've won," but even now she doesn't really mention. No. She doesn't even play chess anymore.
Thank God.
All she's thinking about is flying that rainbow. You know, she's kind of getting herself in a relationship with a
more important
the lady. It is more important. But she is a teenage girl. Let's be honest. She probably wants to start being a bit more adult and doing more adult
things. Hang out with Ted.
She doesn't hang out with Ted at all anymore.
Ted had 2 scenes this week, so that's exciting.
Yeah, both times he was a third wheel. Both times he was like just this lost child in the background. He's like, oh, hello, I'm still here. I'm Ted.
He is a lost character.
He really is. Mm. Really is. I don't quite know what they're going to do with him. I mean, there's lots of rumours that there are lots of characters are being introduced to the soap real soon.
I mean, several new characters apparently soon.
We know it's a rotating door system in EastEnders, or normally it is. So surely Ted out.
Ted out. Adam is probably temporary. He must be out soon. Grey is on a short leash for his character longevity.
Yeah, I didn't realise we're going to go.
Stuart and Rainey, maybe?
No, I have hope that Stuart and Rainey's going to develop into...
Mitch, another one that could potentially disappear.
No, because they again, this week you saw it, Mitch and Mick seems to be the... like this kind of bromance, it's the new... I don't know.
Who else though? Got to act some. Miriam, she's ill. She looks tired.
Maybe that necklace was her source of power. You know,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's just about to say Lord of the Rings. I've already put the target on my back when I told people that I look like Kush.
You don't.
Let me know if I do. Yeah, so maybe then when she loses the necklace, she becomes this old frail woman who just goes off into the distance and dies.
Maybe. But several new characters arriving. It's a soap spoiler from Metro, if anyone cares.
We've
just sign up.
We just dumped spoilers everywhere this week, haven't we? We're spoiler really sorry. I know. Although we have a spoiler cast, don't we? Every Tuesday.
Comes out
exclusively on YouTube.
Check it out.
But more on Cherie.
Oh, yeah, Cherie. Because there's a feud and apparently she's a hairdresser as well. So she's got loads of ideas. She's like taking control of the B&B and rearranging things. Denise doesn't like
it. Is it a B&B anymore though? It's not. It's just a house.
Yeah, but
they don't use
it. You still
as a
call
B&B.
It the B&B.
I know.
So everyone knows what you're talking about.
It's really weird that for years and years and years it was the B&B and yet no
with
one
no
ever
guests.
Went. I know. It was never used as a B&B. They even had that little reception in the hallway. Never used. Not once. It would be nice if they just every now and then had a few trade coming in and was like, all right, missus, I'm going to go up and get myself changed. Yeah. Is there a nice local place where I can get a curry?
Like a few temporary characters could have been in there or whatever, but no. Kim was too busy.
Like
doing
Paul
anything.
Or Trevor. Classic EastEnders.
I mean, Cherie, we're losing track this week. We're going off tangent of everything.
That's fine. I mean, there's not really much more to say other than Cherie kind of stepped in Chantel's shoes. So.
Oh, yeah, because Chantel lowered her hours again. Yeah, I thought she quit last
further.
Week.
She hasn't quit. She only works on 2 days, but now she wants to lower her hours further.
To not see Mitch.
Yeah. I mean, this is obviously the Grey story, and there's a bit more to it later on when she models for Whitney. But Denise got a bit of an inkling that maybe Cherie's up to no good when Cherie mentions that... you offered Patrick a home, but really, this is Patrick's home.
Oh, yeah, because they're not... Yeah, because she said that you're not actually related. You've taken each other in as family. She mentioned that as well. So she seems to know a lot.
Yeah,
done her research.
Well, I don't think Patrick would have just openly said it over a couple of rums. that comes from his hat.
Well, she knows her way to Patrick, doesn't she? She cooks him stuff, gets him drinks, and rubs herself up against
him. I was going to say, I know. That's all she has to do, just kind of just waft by him. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like her. She's fun. She's a fun character.
And Patrick has asked Denise to, like, give her a chance. He's like, he said, you know, this is, I'm happy. Surely you should be happy for me. So just give her a chance. But Denise is just so suspicious of everyone. But Cherie has even won Jack over. The happy face on Jack.
I know.
When the towel revealed him after his shave. I know, it's like a school child getting his toys back.
I don't think I've seen Jack that happy in years.
His grin was like the Joker from the original Batman film. It was just insane.
Right, so our last storyline of the week is a Whitney and Callum one. Haven't seen much of Callum recently, have we, since Pride?
No, we haven't, and disappointingly so, and not really much. I mean, there were so many opportunities as well this week for, even if it was just a couple of passing moments when Callum and Ben could have got together, where because Ben, there was that moment when Ben went storming out the Mitchell house and he was shaking the fence with anger because no one was believing that he was, you know, innocent of, you know, hitting his own father around the back of the head. And that could have been a moment when Callum could have kind of stood out from, like, the on the street and just kind of seen him from afar and
touched his hand, something.
Well, just something, kind of showing him some compassion. And Ben could have threw him off and been like, well, you don't know anything. You know, you can't even come out or anything. You know, that would
we
have,
need
that,
some more Ballum.
But it just seems like a perfect opportunity to me.
Do they not know it puts the ratings up? puts our ratings up.
Puts us up, yeah. Puts our art rates up. I have a Mick moment. I rub my chest when it happens. But, like, when Callum needed comfort and help, Ben was there kind of digging at him, but at the same time kind of supporting him. And it was just a perfect opportunity for the shoe to be on the other foot, in my opinion, so that Callum could have been a bit supportive to Ben. And perhaps Ben could have thrown Callum off a little bit from the support.
Well, when Callum was trying to write his vows, he looked over the Vic and Ben was sat there and he's like, starts writing loads.
I mean, Whitney, I mean,
Whitney and her wedding.
She's so unredeeming, isn't she, sometimes? She just doesn't help herself.
Weddings are her downfall.
It's all about Whitney, though.
Or from engagement to divorce is her grey area. She becomes really, like...
So any relationship is Whitney's grey area.
Yeah, when it becomes serious, she becomes really annoying and, like, she wants this all the time.
But not only that...
You wanted me to cry at my wedding? Come on, Callum.
Like... Yeah, exactly. Make me feel emotional. Make me feel good. I mean, I like the Linda's little dig when she said that Whitney can just reuse the same vow she used for Lee when they had their wedding.
Yeah. Same character, isn't it? Lee and Callum.
I did wave a flag for Linda there when she said that. But yeah, again, Whitney was getting upset because Callum was having difficulty, almost like writer's block, writing the vows. And
So much pressure from her over his shoulder all the time.
Yeah, constantly looking over to see what... And she kept saying, oh, I wrote mine in like 5 minutes. And, you know, why haven't you written yours yet? Do you not love me? Why don't you love me, Callum? Why don't you love me? Why don't you want to marry me? And then just storms off getting all upset. It's like, for goodness sake, Whitney, just chill out. You're the one who decided to make this wedding like almost like a shotgun wedding, so that's at the end of the month, so they have very limited time, space to do it.
I blame Patsy Palmer.
I do too, for being only coming over back to the country for a couple of weeks.
You've just glossed over as well, another recipe for the book would be Callum's pie.
Oh, yes.
Callum's pie is much better than the one at the Vic.
Yes, again, upsetting Linda. That'd be good for the recipe book. What kind of pie do you think it is? Chicken pie? Turkey pie?
Pork pie.
Cow pie? Pork pie? Yeah. Or do you reckon they're individual... He did do Scotch eggs.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He did. So maybe he likes making like the bar snacky foods rather than the main meals.
Yeah. Is he going to do the food for the wedding?
Like, what, self-cater?
Yeah. Oh, no, Whitney wouldn't like
that. I was going to say, Whitney would not want that. She wants a professional, an Ian Beale style. I'm surprised she hasn't gone to Ian Beale for catering.
Oh, yeah. Everyone goes to Ian. Anymore, do they?
No. I would say he's busy, but he's not.
No. Sits around. Yeah. I do prefer Whitney when she's not being Bridezilla, but she's having like a normal friendship with someone. Because her and Chantel's friendship is quite sweet.
Yeah, but again, Whitney got angry because Chantel asked her to take her photos down and was like, oh, is it because you don't like me? Did you not want to be my friend?
No.
I don't want friends who are horrible to me. Just go away.
No, it's because she thought she didn't like her clothes.
But it's such a jump.
I hate
from...
her clothes, by the way, Whitney. That jacket she wore on Thursday. It was awful. Like the denim one with all the tassels.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's not making her own wedding dress, is she? Can you imagine?
No, because she went bridesmaid shopping, didn't she? So she must be getting...
Oh, that's right. She did it with Tiff. There was that episode when the fire alarm went off.
Yeah. Although that was a joke, so maybe she is making her own camouflage.
Didn't Chantel come over originally to show her... No, it was show her hairstyles, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because Chantel's doing her hair for the wedding.
I was going to say, I did think when she offered to model the clothes, I thought she was going to like lift up her sleeve or see her ribs and see like a bruise or something, but they didn't seem to mention it. Like, that could have been something.
Well, I suppose Chantel
like the first hint, and then Chantel could have said, oh, I walked into a door or whatever.
Yeah, that old
like,
chestnut.
The first, like, but like the first hint at it like coming out. I'm guessing it's going to be with Whitney.
Yeah, because as you said, their friendship is growing between them, isn't it? Because Whitney was quite upset that she thought that Chantel didn't like her clothes and she wanted to take the photos down. Chantel made a lie that she'd been copied, had her profile copied, and so ever since then she's very careful with what she posts on the internet.
Yes, but really it's because Grey was like getting...
Well, no, Grey didn't show any indication whatsoever.
Well, he didn't know. She was about to show him the photos of the clothes, and then she saw that photos of her were online and she wouldn't show him. So I'm guessing Grey gets a bit upset if she posts photos of her looking good online, I guess.
But Grey seemed more upset at the fact that she wasn't really spending a lot of time with him and the kids that day. Like, oh, you spent all your day with Whitney today. Why can't I spend some time with you today? Let's go to the cinema. Let's get some popcorn.
Very weird, isn't he, Grey? I hate him.
But he has almost just behind closed doors. I know the whole story is that in front of people, he's very you know, confident, very likable, open person. But when he goes into the house, he's a much different person. I get that.
But it is very like polar black and white,
opposite,
isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost too opposite.
Especially because we mentioned earlier, especially that scene when he was like helping Mick like pretend to be gay. I don't know, it's just really weird.
You think he would inside be screaming, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really odd, but yeah, he's just horrible. Like, they just upped his horribleness like 1,000%.
I know you're just disappointed. The sadness in your voice as you said that about Grey. I feel sad for you.
It's ever since he took his suit off, isn't it? Get him out of his suit and he turns horrible.
Well, it's ever since he rolled up his sleeves and started punching women in the house. It's been a horrible contrast to what we believed Grey could be.
I'm guessing like maybe Whitney and Chantel might move in together in the future when she gets bumps off.
When Callum, goes gay.
And
she's
going
to bump him off?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, relationship-wise.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they'll live in that little place together with the kids.
And they can't have the flat above the funeral parlour.
They can have Chantel's house, the massive
mansion.
They could
have Billy's old place. Remember the basement flat he used to share with Honey?
No, they were number one Albert Square.
Oh, yeah, they would, wouldn't they? Whitney would insist.
Best house.
Yeah, she would have to, wouldn't she? Because
the
Whitney...
basement could store her clothes. Chantel can model them and do the hair for the models.
They can actually fit a studio. I mean, I do love the fact that Whitney's had this stall for like 3 weeks and they're always already talking about like going to Milan with these like these designs.
Well, Chantel thinks they're amazing.
Well, that's what I mean. She's going to have her own warehouse and everything. But that was the week. That was another week of EastEnders.
Whitney's jackets.
Yeah, that's what we're going to take home. Whitney's jackets. We're going to go to Who Won the Week now, where we read out your tweets, your messages and your thoughts about this week's show, and also who you thought won the week. So here we go.
You know me, I ain't one to gossip.
So here we go. Before we go any further, though, of course, we like to know what's happened in the past, this week in the past of EastEnders.
The better past.
But not necessarily. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. So we go into that little wormhole, we pop out the other end, and Ben's there waving at us with a piece of paper and says...
I got some dates.
Yeah, go on.
I'll be quick because we're running over for some reason, but it's fine. Right, so we've got birthdays, people's past birthdays, which were missed on the show and not mentioned. So, first up, 4th of August, 1910. Some little old girl was born. Her name was Lou Beale.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was born.
They should mention Lou. About 1910, so I suppose this next year it's like the 120th, no, 110th anniversary.
Yeah, she's getting a special mention.
Yeah, they should, a little nod.
Kathy, she can mention him. Ian.
Well, I don't think Kathy would. She hated Lou.
You hate her but love her.
She hated being told what to do, doesn't she, by the Beales.
11th of August, 1933. Jim Branning was born.
Oh, I love Jim Branning.
So Max doesn't care, does he?
Max, of course Max doesn't care. All he cares about himself.
Someone else who doesn't care about their parents is 2nd of August, 1946. Cora Cross was born. So Rainey didn't send her a birthday present either.
I mean, I don't think Rainey has the capacity of leaving the house. So probably for the best.
And not a bad daughter, but a bad mother this year. 8th of August, 2014. Bert and Ernie were born, and Kat didn't seem to give two hoots about them.
She was cooking cupcakes.
Oh, was that for their birthday, do you
think? Yeah, she's going to put some icing on top, one with a B and one with an E.
So the episode that I was watching was 30th of July, 1992.
Oh, so it's not within the boundaries of the week?
No. Well, it was, because I watched the episode. I watched, like, the 2nd of August. Mm. Was it the 2nd? Yeah. And the way it began, like, made me laugh, because they did, like, this weird crossfade of Sharon looking shocked, and it faded into the Vic.
Okay.
And I was like, I have to know what this is about.
What
so
caused
I went,
this?
Yeah, so I went in an episode before, and it was Martin's birthday and Michelle's birthday, because last week I told you all they shared a birthday.
Mm.
So they do. So this is 1992, and they were doing a birthday party at the Vic for Michelle, but it was secret. No one knows, but she did know.
Okay,
the Bills always do that, don't they? Bills and Fowlers. They always know, but don't know.
Yeah, they like to surprise each other, and then it's not a surprise.
And Martin is having a party arranged by Arthur, Mrs. Hewitt, and Pete Bill.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Yes. Well, this was a time when Pauline was off screen for about 6 months. She was taking care of Kenny because he'd been in a car accident.
Kenny from New Zealand. Yeah. Did she go to New Zealand?
Yeah, and she was off screen from like May to September.
How times have changed. Like 7 years prior to that, she was complaining like she can't even afford to scrape together
she
a
had
toast.
To, because Kenny was in intensive care. But the reason she wasn't on screen was because she was filming the spin-off series to Are You Being Served?
Oh, I remember
like,
this.
Flower and Grace. It's something weird.
Grace,
like
yes, it was awful. They all lived in this country house. Yeah. And
so she was filming that, and that's why she wasn't there. So Miss Hewitt was kind of like helping herself to the Bill
Grace
house.
And Favour, I think it
something
was called.
Something like that, yeah. So Miss Hewitt was there, and Arthur and her are like getting along like a bit too well, and they're both drinking together and laughing and joking, and they're acting like kids. And Pete Bill keeps interrupting them, and Arthur keeps wanting him to leave, which is understandable.
When you were watching the episode, I was in the kitchen, and every now and then I could hear... And so I thought Pete Bill would have some involvement somewhere. I heard her singing as well, like he was singing like...
Mm. Well, they'd made, like, alcohol shots and jelly shots and also jelly for the kids. And I think Miss Hewitt and Arthur got Martin drunk by accident.
Great.
On his birthday. And they were drunk. And then at the Vic, the surprise party was ruined by Grant because he was in a really bad mood. No, Sharon couldn't work out why because Sharon and Grant are dating at the time. And... the party ends and Sharon's clearing up and Grant comes in, he's still drinking and they have it all out and he's upset because she's said that she doesn't want a child with him.
Isn't this when she started having feelings toward Phil or am I
yeah,
imagining
I think
it?
So, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she goes, well, I've got something to tell you. I'm still on the pill and I take it every day.
Wow, so, that's a punch in the gut for Grant.
That upsets Grant. She said, I never want to carry one of your children, ever. So he... starts throwing bottles at her.
Wow.
It did make me laugh, but it wasn't funny. But it was funny because Sharon, Letitia Dean was like ducking out of the way of bottles. So yeah, he trashes the Vic and that's why the next episode opens with her looking out of a window, but also crossfading into the Vic, which is all like busted up.
It sounds like an old like 80s music video when you see a woman like looking upset at a rose and you kind of crossfade into the like this picture of a rose being thrown into a river.
But I thought it was interesting that young Grant, some of the lines he was saying quite like a bit cocky and a bit like innuendo lines to Michelle and Sharon, and it really reminded me of the current Ben Mitchell. Like, he's a lot like young Grant. And I don't really realise that before until I watched this episode. And I thought, oh, actually, he's a bit like his Uncle Grant, I think. So that was an interesting takeaway.
So he's taken that from Grant. Because they've kind of made Phil more into Grant.
Phil was like the nice one, wasn't he?
Phil was always the gentler one, the one who kind of contemplated the plan, while Grant was more storming and get it done.
Throw bottles.
Yeah, throw bottles.
At Sharon.
At Sharon, yeah.
She also took the gin bottle away from Grant, she said. Nothing good ever comes from this bottle.
Well, again, this is the days when she looked back on her life with her mum and dad.
And Doc Cotton, like, talked to Ian because he's making loads of money. She started talking to him about Barry and the band and Calvin. It was, like, a really weird reference, like, out of nowhere.
Was this 92?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems a bit early for a reference. I wish they'd do more references to the 80s episode, especially now we're more aware of what happened in 85 to 89.
Hmm.
It makes sense for them to kind of do a few throws. They have been doing it, and they've been very admirable.
They did quite a few good ones with Kathy recently, didn't they? And they cheers to Pete and Pauline.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about Ange and Den with Sharon on the bench. So
that's true.
They do them.
They do. Anyway, so that was the week of 92. However,
another birthday of Michelle's ruined.
Why not?
One of many.
One of many more to come. But this week, we asked you who won the week. The four options we gave you was Mick Sticky Ticker.
No.
Ben's Bothered.
Meh.
Sly Adam.
Yeah, that's good.
And Denise's suspicion.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I got my vote.
There was only a third, second, and first because second place was joint. So who do you think came third?
Denise.
No, Sly Adam came third with 11% of the vote.
Oh dear.
Denise's suspicion and Mick's Dicky Ticker came second with 15% of the vote. And yet again, for another week, Ben's Bothered. Ben Mitchell has come first with 59% of the vote.
That's more of an ensemble, though. Like, it's Ben and Sharon and Lola and Jay and Phil.
Well,
Phil,
Ben Mitchell on Twitter would argue otherwise. As I mentioned at the top of the show, he did get in touch with us and said, "As I keep topping your polls, what's my prize?" So, Ben, I ask you... What is his prize?
And what would Ben want?
Well, I know what Ben would want, but I can't explain it.
He's already
it
got
on
the Archers.
Show. Okay.
Maybe his prize could be being accepted by his dad and loved again.
Written
and
back
put
into, the,
into
will?
The will?
Yeah.
Though Phil's not really got much to give, has he? So there's no point being in his will.
He's got love to give.
I'd say he gets a 2-week holiday with Kathy to Spain.
Nice. Nice.
I'd enjoy that.
I think they need that as well, just to chill out and relax. Mm. So there you go. Ben Mitchell on Twitter. You'll get a 2-week holiday with Kathy. All expenses paid, including flights and hotel accommodation. Yeah, by your father, Phil. Once he's better to go to the travel agents and get it booked. Although he's quite savvy on the old internet, so he'd probably be all right with that. We've had a few comments about the week as well. Lily on Facebook said, "Patrick and Cherie was a total surprise. I sense it will be explosive with her and Denise."
Yeah, I like it. I like Cherie. She's better than Kim. Sorry, Kim. Sorry, fans of Kim.
Is only because
I was
they
bored
kind
of Kim.
Yeah, Kim kind of got a bit deflated and boring, didn't she? Pat, also on our Facebook group. Don't forget you can join our Facebook group by putting EastEnders Weekly Podcast in the search bar and then clicking to join. Pat said, "I loved the scene between Ben and Jay at the hospital. Never knew Jay was quite the amateur therapist."
He did all that training from the funerals, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, he knows how to talk people down and just get things... you know, relaxed. Hallie underscore Coral underscore XX on Instagram. You can find us on Instagram at EastEnders Weekly Podcast. She says, "The look on Callum's face when Shirley said, 'How's Ben?' Ah, heart face."
I know. They give it to us in drip by drip, don't they?
Yeah, drips and drabs. EE Sprite on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at EastEnders Week. Said, concerning Phil getting out of the bed, "To be fair, Phil's legs were looking trim." Maybe jealous of being married to Sharon, having the best legs in the nation.
That's true.
So maybe he's been toning his legs with Sharon. Maybe they do like a few exercises together.
Maybe.
You can get those like kind of bike machines that you just sit on the sofa whilst you watch TV and just cycle.
What Sharon needs to do is arrange for her and Phil to have joint personal training sessions with Keanu to back up her story from last year.
Oh, that's history now. Louise and Keanu don't mind. Louise is gone.
That recording will come back to haunt her.
I think a plastic purple bag is going to come back to
and
haunt
a recording.
Her. Can you imagine the whole lot came tumbling down at once?
Out of the cupboard.
Yeah, yeah.
All she stored this stuff. It in one place.
The secret cupboard where she keeps things.
The handcuffs.
A through 13 on Twitter concerning the Mix football story said, "Now he's collapsed. Hopefully we'll never hear about it again." So
fingers crossed
he will not. As I mentioned, I did pop on Instagram, Twitter and our Facebook group about Pam returning, and I asked what people's thoughts were about what she was returning for. We had a few comments on the Facebook group. Gilbert Pocket says, "It just makes me miss Paul and Aunt Babe with her blackmail ways more."
Yeah, I know. So, I love Aunt Babe.
Rob Innes said, "Probably to sort Ben and Callum out." So that makes good sense, I think. Someone called Ben Andrews said she might walk in on Ben and Callum at the funeral home getting it on. That Ben Andrews has got a bunch of mind.
That's probably what will happen. She owns the funeral home and she owns the flat upstairs.
Kieran Smith said to give Ben and Callum her blessing.
She'd walk in on them in Paul's old bedroom. She'd be like, "Ben, how disrespectful. This is Paul's old room.
Yeah.
You lost your virginity in here."
I mean, as I've mentioned already, you can go to our Facebook group, which has lots of friendly chat with a really good community of people. All you have to do is search EastEnders Weekly Podcast on Facebook and click to join the group. You can find us on Twitter at EastEnders Week. You can find us on our Instagram page at EastEnders Weekly. Or you can email us. Sorry, Ben's playing with the cat and winding it up. You can email us eastendersweekly@gmail.com. Don't forget to send us your thoughts, your theories, anything you just want to say to us, be it kind or, you know, just a hello, whatever.
One quick thing, speaking of nice communities, there's a nice community on Wolford Web.
Yes.
Which have, like, done an announcement for, like, Big EastEnders fans, and they've said that they've got unseen footage of the recordings of episode 1 and 2 of the first ever EastEnders.
So oh, yes.
It's got bloopers and outtakes and things. So watch out. By the time this comes out, it's out every day for, like, 5 days from when you're listening to this.
And we'll probably attach some links to our
There is no links yet because it's not out yet.
When there are links, when there are links, we'll probably attach them also to our social media. So if you're on our social media, you'll be able to see it through that means and method.
Yeah,
so
that'd be worth watching. I want to see Pete Dean fluff up some lines, really.
No, but more lines. I mean, they broadcast his fluff up, so exactly. It's going to be thousands of them.
And you've got to watch out for like the little feuds as well, like between the actors.
Mm.
So yeah, lots to look at.
Yeah, looking forward to those, actually. They'd be great. So yeah, check out Wolford Webb. Again, Google Wolford Webb, or is it what? Wolfordwebb.com?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there you go. That's an endorsement.
Yeah, Wolford Webb.
So I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. If you had, don't forget to review us on your favourite podcatcher, just to say.
And subscribe.
And don't forget to subscribe as
on
well.
On YouTube. Why not this week?
Come find us
subscribe
on
YouTube.
Because on Tuesdays we have a spoilercast.
And our podcast episodes have a little title card which you wouldn't get on a podcast.
Well, you can add it, but you just choose not to.
Nah, there's no point doing that.
Anyway,
I don't do that.
Anyway, I think we're garbling, so let's head off. And thanks for listening. And we'll
see you next week.
Yeah.
Weekly.